Let us know whether something exists for customers, then our card guides the customer accordingly. So moment the customer does the billing, the checkout is done, he is going to exit. If there is a separate exit door, the security guard guides the customer and takes the customer to that exit. He guides them and he educates them that okay, this is not the gate where he can do an exit. Probably he or she has to use a different gate. The guard at the exit gate checks for the customer bags and put a stamp of delivered or checkout done on the bill and handover saying with a thank you. So most of the guards at the exit gate checks the customer bags. So in case there are two bags and this bill has been written two bags, he cross verifies it and puts a stamp which delivered that the product is delivered to customer or billing done or paid. The customer has paid for it and he is now eligible and allowed to take the merchandise out. So that is the stamp they put. Some retailers put thank you, visit again. So all this activity is done with a smile and the guard says thank you. Where required, the secretary should also assist the customer. So in case there are multiple bags and customer is not finding it comfortable to carry, probably a security or a housekeeping or some person from store should assist the customer. Pre-numbered trolleys and basket are issued at the store entrance. So every trolley and basket have been pre-numbered. There are numbers written, there are serial numbers written on it. So that are issued at the entrance. Few baskets are kept at the end of each aisle or gondola at end. So at few baskets, in case a customer forgets while making an entry, he forgets to take a trolley or basket. But for shopping convenience, there are baskets which are kept at the end of each aisle or gondola so that even if he forgot at the entry, he can still pick it up and use for his convenience. Nowadays, attractive shopping trolleys in shape of car or cartoon character are available which entice the children. So if there are children from age 4 to 10 years, so there are different type of trolleys in shape of car or cartoon character. So the kid, the children which have come with the parents, and sit in that car and they don't become hindrance to the shopping. So they sit and they enjoy, and this is to entice customers to make them happy. Generally there are two sizes of trolley and basket, all come in various attractive design and shape. So different organizations follow different size and designs and basket, and it's available in attractive designs and shape, and it's again the shopping convenience is the first important point or parameter which takes into consideration of the shape and designs. Following points must be noted in adhere to, trolleys and basket must be cleaned regularly and placed neatly at the store entrance. So basket and trolleys need to be cleaned at regular intervals. Trolleys wheel, basically when you use a trolley, a lot of dirt get accumulated, a lot of dust get accumulated. So the store maintenance guy or the store admin person has to ensure that these wheels are cleaned regularly. So it doesn't become hindrance. So while shopping, if there is dust or there is dust on the wheels, the customer will not be able to maneuver it properly or it will not be able to push it with a heavy merchandise in that. So periodic cleaning is a must. The store manager will also cross check whether the store maintenance team or store admin is doing his or her job properly or not. So cleanliness is utmost important. It's again a very important touch point and it's one of the parameters for customer service, customer delight. Trolleys and basket needs to be kept at the back area or basement area of the store. So following points need to be adhered. Excess stock or trolley and basket must be kept in back area or basement area of the store and covered properly. So probably a store would need 20 trolleys and basket, 20 trolleys, 20 basket. But store has a backup for big days or festival, probably they would have 60 or 100 count of trolleys and basket. So normal weekdays from Monday to Friday, if they only need 20, then the 20 will be in use, kept at the front entrance. Remaining trolleys and basket should be kept in store, back warehouse or store stock or some other place, a designated place assigned for it, and it has to be covered properly. It should not be visible to the customers. Trolley must not be rusted. It should be free for smooth movement and maintained. So trolleys, if they are rusted, needs to be discarded and new trolleys have to be ordered. It has to be neat and clean. Wheel should be well oiled. It has to be smooth in functioning. at entrance point, if at least a basket is given, it can lead to some other purchase, thus helping in store conversion. So that's the psychology. If you carry a basket along with you, chances of you picking a product and putting in a basket increases the conversion. So in case of a customer walks in and he doesn't buy, so if there are 100 customers walks in and if they don't buy anything, the conversion is zero. So it's not somebody, the store has not converted that customer. A potential customer is not converted as a customer. So in case if a basket is given and out of 101 customer with a basket buys a product, he picks a product, he buys, he builds the product, the out of 101 person buys, that's 1% conversion. So a basket or issuing trolley or a shopping bag, which normally given with a department and a departmental store for buying apparel, it increases the possibility of customer to buy a product. So that helps into store sales and store numbers, achieving store numbers. Bigger trolleys must be used during the monthly buying or cycle or heavy promotion and festive periods. As customers buy bigger and more products that can last them for a month, like grocery products. So in cases of hypermarket or other products, the huge trolleys have been also kept in service. They are also kept in the back area. So in case when a wheat festival happens or when a lady is buying a year-long wheat festival, heavy duty trolleys are used. It's provided by the housekeeping team or store team to help the customers. So once these trolleys are there, the customer buys heavy bulky products, grocery products, put it them, and he or she takes it to the cashier for the checkouts. For stores having multiple floors, there is need to carry the trolley on to the higher floors. If there is no internal lift or escalator, a dedicated area to be demarcated where customers can leave behind their trolleys. So nowadays, most of the retailers are multi-story stores. So the customer wants to shop. So in case if hypermarket is on the ground floor and the customer wants to shop apparel from first or second floor, there are normally escalators where you can carry the trolley along with you, or you can there are lifts specifically designed where you can carry the trolley with the trolley in the lift and go upstairs on the second, first and the higher floors. So in case in absence of lift and escalator, there should be an area demarcated at store where the customer can leave his or her trolley, go upstairs, finish their apparel or other department shopping, come back and take the trolley along with them for the checkouts. At times the trolley baskets can be used for generating income by allowing suppliers to brand them. So there is a branding option available. A store can generate an additional income. So there is a space in front of basket which can be sold to the vendors. They can do their advertisement, they can put their offers. And again there is a place and trolley which can be periodically, the basket and trolleys can be given to the vendors for putting an ad, and so can generate additional income by way of advertising. For stores with ramps, siding must put up at appropriate places so that customer does not lose their trolley on the slope, which can harm others. So most of the stores have a ramp, and there should be a signage saying that customers have to be very careful, because in case the trolley is heavy, chances are it might slip and it might damage other customers on a slope. So there should be appropriate signages which says take care, and you know it's written like handle your trolley properly, or you know there are different signages which ensure that it doesn't harm the other customers. Hospital manpower must be deputed at store exit and also in parking area to get back the trolleys left for main customers after store exit. So the moment a customer exits the store with a trolley, he or she goes to the car park, or he or she goes where there is a public vehicle available, or probably outside the mall there are auto rickshaws standing. So the housekeeping person has to be deputed at some designated places where the customer, once the trolley is emptied, he takes the empty trolley and comes back to the store back area, and he deposits all this trolley once the customer is exiting. Waiting time at the cash still has to be handled with great sensitivity, failing which the customer may leave behind the card and exit the store, resulting in loss of sales and also losing out the customer to competition. So in case the head cashier has to be very proactive, he needs to know which of cashier do faster billing. So there are always tests conducted at store level to check billing time of each cashier. So during festival period and during evenings, the head cashier should depute the cashier who's very fast and willing. So this will help when a customer, if there are 10 to 15 people in a queue waiting to be billing, the chances are the 10th or the 9th customer will drop his merchandise, he'll keep the trolley as is and he'll leave, he'll not buy the products. So time taken by billing has to be very, that's the very crucial touch point. If there's a long time being taken for billing, the customer will go and he will not come back. Hence, he will go to a competitor, the store will lose a customer and he will not come back again. So, it is very utmost important that an average bill time, billing time should be between 2 to 4 minutes or 5 minutes. There are different benchmarks used by different organizations. So, the faster cash, the head cashier in the store team has to be very, very much proactive in understanding this. Customer's time is very important. So they need to open more number of counters with more cashiers. Looking at the crowd, they need to take a decision as there itself, as is the moment the customer increases at the cash tip, open additional counters, help customer to do a check, faster checkout, and hence giving a customer delight or customer satisfaction in while doing the checkout. Skilled cashier, educate cashiers, express cashiers, faster and accurate scanners, and experienced buying person can help. To overcome this, there has to be adequate cashiers. It has to be manned. Now there are express cashiers. Express cashiers are in case a customer is buying with less than 10 items, then there is a separate cash counter. So what happens? The queue management takes care. There are persons standing at the cash counters to manage. So if somebody has shopped for one product, he or she is guided to the express cash till, that person does billing, and which reduces the till where at the cash till where customers bought more than 10 products. So the person standing at the cash till or the head cashier manning cash tills ensure that the right person moves in the right direction. So normally some stores have a separate counter for cash and separate counter for credit card. So if customer is paying a credit card, he is guided to a separate cash till, hence reducing the number of people in the queue and a faster checkout helps. So there are chances a cashier is fast by using, cashier is very efficient using credit card system. So he's given a counter or he's given a cash till where he only does credit card payments or a debit card payment. He only does the swiping of the card. So the queue is managed that way. Customers are moved to a express counter, who have shopped less than 10 items are moved to express counter, hence enabling faster checkouts. Adequate and accurate scanners. So the scanner has to be working condition. In case if it's not working, the cashier has to manually punch in the keyboard or the barcode numbers, which is time consuming. So normally a barcode or an SKU article would have 8 to 16 digits number. So if the scanner is not working, it will take time for him to key in the barcode into the system and generating a bill, generating an invoice, which will again result into customer dissatisfaction, customer leaving policy behind, store losing sales, store losing customers, loyalty customer not coming, targets not happening, and hence the store goes into loss. Perception of waiting time has to be managed by engaging with customers, giving few impulse pin, which gives incremental sales. So probably customer has to be kept engaged. So there should be bins available, a low price product, impulse product has to be kept, which engages customer, it diverts the customer's time and attention, and he or she is more interested in looking at the product which are kept in the impulse bins, which will also help into increase sales. Probably you can do a sampling activity or you can take a feedback also to divert customer's attention. So this all things are feedback again with regards to the store cleanliness or feedback with regards to the store ambiance. A lot of feedback can be taken. You can engage a customer, you can take a feedback, you can do a sampling, you can do a promotion. You know, if a customer has not bought that particular product with a who has a promotion or who has a free gift, again some salesperson can, while the customer standing in the cash till queue, those products can be offered and additional sales can be generated. For small and light items, child SKU is stayed along with parent SKU and kept in regular display area. So when it comes to free gifts are normally taped with the parent SKU. The free gift is a child SKU and it's always normally taped with the parent article to save time, and customer pays for the parent SKU. makes payment and checks out, hence he doesn't have to go to free gift counter, thereby saving customers time. For other products, same is issued only through free gift counter. So in case if a customer has, just an example, he's bought product which cannot be taped with a parent SKU, then the customer is guided to the free gift counter, where on the when the bill is shown to the person at the desk, the free gift, the person at the desk, manning the desk, issues a free gift to the customer. All such free products are issued as per promo plan and then stored properly after necessary entries in the stock register. So when a store has a promotion and there are free gifts, so when these free gifts come in along with the parent product, the child product is also inverted, requisite documentation is done, the both the products are inverted, entries are made, and then the product goes on the floor. Once the free gift is issued, the bill is stamped as free gift issued and entry is done in free gift register. So moment customer goes to free gift counter, he shows the bill to the person who is manning the free gift counter. The staff at the counter goes inside, gets the free gift, he checks the bill, he puts a stamp, a rubber stamp which says free gift issued, so that customer cannot come back again and ask that I didn't receive my free gift. So that is an audit point, there is an audit valid point in that. And there is a register called free gift register. So he notes down the customer's transaction, the bill number is called transaction number. That is, he notes down the date, he puts a serial number, date, and there are different formats followed by different retailers. So there is serial number, date, there is a transaction number, there is a value of the parent product and the value of free gift, and there is a customer signature taken. So normally other retailers, this is the standard process. Some processes might differ from retailer to retailer. After the end of promo period, the balance unused free gifts are returned to warehouse or to the vendor. So if a promotion is from 1st to 15th, the promotion gets over, there are still free gifts lying and it's not being utilized, the free gifts are returned to the vendor or to the supplier, to the warehouse at the back stock, or it's returned to the vendor. Appropriate action takes place. Retail stores provide free gift wrapping facility to customers who would like to avail same. So in case customer wants to give something, there is a free gift counter, there is a gift wrapping counter available at store. Customer can get the gift wrapped at his or her convenience. Generally is done at the customer service desk itself. Once the customer has billed for the products, he approaches the service desk which does the gift wrapping for selected products. So the customer takes the product, shows the bill, he selects the, there are range of gift wrapping paper available. So he selects the paper. And the gift wrapping staff does the wrapping and hands over this facility to the customer. Adequate material like gift wrapping papers, scissors, sellotape, best wishes card, marker pens, ribbons, etc. must be stocked at the customer service desk. So customer is being given a wide choice of gift wrapping papers, and there should be different best wishes card available at any given point of time. The store CSD customer services has to ensure adequate number of papers, scissors, sellotape, best wishes card are available in the stock, so that there is no customer inconvenience. And customer can select any gift wrapping paper, put a cart, and he avails the facility. It's a facility provided by the store to the customer. Providing home delivery facility has been regular service and also prominently mentioned in marketing communication. So, in case of loyalty program, in case of apparel, some people who have already shopped for 50,000 to 1 lakh and above, become gold card or diamond platinum card member, they get home delivery of apparels as well. So the garments which are altered gets delivered to their home. And in case of hypermarkets and food products or grocery products, on purchase of 1000 to 2500 there's a slab, the products get home delivered. So which is normally this home delivery options are clearly mentioning the signages in the communication by the store marketing team. So it's an additional facility for customer, it's a shopping convenience, and it has to be followed religiously by the store team. The store team needs to ensure that the products are delivered within the time frame. So normally a 24 to 14 hours time frame is given to customer. So in case a customer has shopped something on 1st of January, within 24 or 48 hours the product needs to be delivered as mentioned in the communication. Home delivery is offered for free within few kilometer radius around the store and for certain minimum mail value. So every store has a limitation, So they provide a free delivery, probably 5 to 10 km radius is normally the radius followed by stores to do delivery of the products. And in case of food, grocery business, normally it starts from 1,000 to 2,000, 2,500. Different organizations follow different criteria. So all these communications are there for customers on signages, and customers know what within, if the radius is 10 or 15 kilometers, the store may not be able to do the delivery. And if they don't fulfill the minimum bill value of shopping of 1,000 to 2,500, they will not get this facility. Every retailer focusing on this process more, as e-commerce gives delivery by default at customer residence. It is opportunity to further strengthen customer relationship after very customer submits his bags and products for home delivery counter. Nowadays, the offline stores are focusing more on delivery as the customer's option of online billing as well. Now, when a customer buys something online from online retailers such as Flipkart or Amazon or eBay or Snapdeal, the products get delivered at his door residence at the door entrance. So the offline stores are putting more emphasis, more focus on this home delivery processes. They know that losing a customer, an offline customer can become an online customer at any moment. So this is an opportunity for them to strengthen the customer relationship. So when they commit that the product will be delivered within 24 hours, and when they do it, it again strengthens the relationship between the store and the customer. So once the billing is done, the customer hands over the bag to the home delivery department, or there's a section demarcated, or there's a desk. The bags are left along at the counter. Necessary entries including customer name, address, contact details, bill date, amount are done in home delivery register, and also counter receipt is issued to the customer. So when the customer leaves, exits the cash counter, he goes to the home delivery department, he hands over the invoice. The person manning the home delivery counter checks the amount and he verifies whether it qualifies for the delivery or not. So once the customer qualifies for the delivery, he opens the home delivery register, which is maintained at the desk. He enters the serial number, name, mobile number, address details, everything, the bill number, bill date, all the details in the register, and there is a separate receipt being issued to the customer. So there are normally two or three copies. One copy is with the delivery person, one copy is given to the customer, and one copy is kept at store for their reference. At the time of making the delivery, all such packages are sealed and placed in a delivery vehicle. So if a customer has bought 5 or 6 bags, so all those bags are numbered and they are sealed together, they are tied together, and they are loaded in the vehicle for delivery vehicle for a delivery and delivering at the customer's residence. Delivery is done on date and time as requested by customer. So normally a date and time is communicated. A preference is given by the customer. So in case the customer is not available between 2 to 3, he makes a request that okay, within 24 hours send the person, but after 4 PM. So all these dates and everything, the details are mentioned on the challan, on the invoice copy, and the delivery is done as requested by the customer. In case there is a delay, bar information must be given to the customer over phone. So there are chances, there are reasons when delivery can be delayed. Possibilities there that the vehicle delivery the vehicle is damaged or it's not functioning, it needs repairs. So there might be a delay, or in case there are other reasons for delay, the staff has not come, the delivery staff has not come, or the driver has not come, somebody who drives the vehicle. So in case if there is a delay from the standard operating procedure within 24 or 48 hours of the delivery, a prior intimation to the customer has to be done over phone. Garment alteration for ready-made apparel products, often customer needs store help with alteration so that fitting is proper. So normally when a customer buys a denim or he or she buys any product, it needs to be altered in a length or in a shirt. There's a scaler available at store. So this is again one more customer convenience. There is one more customer touch point. The garments have to be altered so that the fitting is proper and it fits, the garment fits appropriately and the fitting is good and it fits the customer very well. After payment and cash, the customer approaches the teller in alteration room where he verifies the bill for payment and does measurement with customer. This is the alteration slip in duplicate. So if a customer has got apparels and that needs to be altered, he or she approaches, there is a separate alteration desk or department available. So he or she provides the invoice, the tailor comes, he checks the bill, checks the invoice, and then he does the measurement. Plus there is an alteration slip which is in duplicate. So one slip is for the customer by collection and one stays with the tailor or with the alteration department. Basic details of bill number, customer name, address, phone number and measurement details are mentioned in alteration slip. A copy is attached to the merchandise and another copy is given to the customer. So once all these details are filled, one copy is given to customer. So after normally at in the shopping malls for alteration, time given to customer is between 1 to 2 hours. That's the basic standard timing, and that's the service industry standards where an alter garment has to be given back within an hour's time. So that's not a benchmark, but then yes, that has been followed by most of the retailers. And the retailers ensure that the product is delivered again within an hour's time. So when a customer submits the bill, the master comes, he makes the entry in the register, he fills the slip, duplicate, issues one to the customer, one is kept in the garment. And once after an hour, after 30 minutes, after 20 minutes, the customer comes, shows the alteration slip. The tailor or the person manning the desk verifies, he shows the merchandise to the customer and the altered garment is handed over back to the customer. The tailor informs the customer agreed date and time for delivery and also mentions same on the alteration slip. In case of any delay in alteration, the customer is contacted and delay explained so that customer is not inconvenienced. So normally the retailers follow same day delivery of altered garments. The customer comes and picks it up or it gets delivered. In case the products are delivered to the customer house and it cannot be delivered on the stipulated time, a call from customer service desk or from store team has to be done and informing customers that okay, there is further delay, and instead of getting the product on specific date and time, it will get delayed by a day or by half an hour, by 4 hours or 2 hours. Communication is a must so that the customer convenience is taken care in. Is taken care of, and the customer doesn't get irritated or irate, and he, that results into bad experience, and he would not come back. After the alteration is when the customer comes to the garment is retrieved and hand over the slip is stamped as delivered and filled. So once the product is shown to the customer, the altered garment is shown to the customer checks it, and he puts the person manning the counter puts it in a bag, in a shopping bag. The alteration slip and the invoice is stamped with delivered and it's handed over to the customer. Alteration room must be neat and tidy condition and tailor must be well dressed and soft spoken. Sewing machine must be repaired and maintained regularly, and also basic tools like scissor, needle, threads, machine tape, pen, alteration slip, etc. must be provided to tailor. So there are chances when a customer enters the alteration room to give the measurement. That is also a customer touch point. If it's not dirt, if it's not dusted, if it's not neat and clean, if it's not tidy, customer will have a bad bad impression about the store. So in case if there are threads lying or there are altered pieces of cloth lying, or there are if it's not clean and tidy, customer will not come back again. And this is again one of the important parameters where the store gets judged. So again, coming back to the alteration room, there are sewing machines has to be maintained regularly. It should not make any noise. It has to be serviced properly. Basic tools like scissors, needles, measuring tape, pen, alteration slip book has to be there before the store trading, or so that when a customer comes in, the tailor doesn't start running here and there for a pen, or he doesn't start running for a scissor, thus by increasing customer's waiting time and he becomes an idle customer. So all this thing has to be well provided, well in advance, so that customer's time is saved, precious time is saved, and good services provided by the master or the tailor.